You just heard Rachel Raper there, Orange County's elections director. Rachel joins us now on the phone for some additional comments. Rachel, thank you so much for being with us live on the air today.
Thank you for having me.
So I got the specifics from the report there, but all of the changes that have happened, I'm sure you've gotten a ton of questions from voters and folks in Orange County. What has been the most frequently asked question that you've gotten? What's confused people the most?
So the most frequently asked question, I feel like, is who can witness my absentee ballot? And we just, anyone over 18. So we get a lot of those questions about absentee ballots simply because a lot more people are participating in voting by mail who have in the past. We've had almost 15,000 returned absentee ballots. In 2016, we had about 5,000 return absentee ballots. But as you know, tomorrow starts a new era of voting when people can start voting early in person. So we're looking forward to that beginning at 6 sites starting at 8 a.m. tomorrow.
And in terms of all of the procedures that are going into making those early voting sites run smoothly and obviously keeping them safe with COVID-19 this year, what's been the biggest change in procedures for you?
So the biggest change is we just had a professional company come in and sanitize all of our early voting sites. When voters present tomorrow at early voting sites, they're going to notice a few more workers. We're going to have people, interior and exterior line control people to make sure that we're controlling the amount of people coming indoors. We're also going to have safety guides at each voting location. We'll have one who will focus on those check-in stations and another who will focus on the voting booths so that every surface will be clean between each voter.
How often will the company be coming back to clean the entire room? Is that going to be a daily thing?
It is not going to be a daily thing. The daily or the between each voter will take care of anything left behind voters. And then after early voting ends, we're going to come back again to sanitize the facilities.
Gotcha. Speaking with Rachel Raper again, Orange County Elections Director. And I know one of the kind of the underlying issues with voting in general and early voting, certainly no exception, has been a lot of the volunteers that elections officials rely on tend to be older and in those high-risk groups. So I know some elections officials were concerned about, are we going to have enough volunteers? Has that been an issue in Orange County?
I can say that that has not been an issue in Orange County. Very few of our election officials declined to work for this election. And then the State Board had a very successful Democracy Hero initiative where they just did a lot of advertising asking people who were interested to fill out an interest survey, and then they routed those surveys to the counties. And through that, we have gotten over 2,000 people are currently on a waiting list. Should there be any issue, we can contact one of those 2,000 people on our waiting list to work on election day.
That's awesome that there are that many people on the waiting list.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So again, speaking with Rachel Raper and turning back to absentee ballots quickly, you mentioned 15,000 have already been received. How many are still outstanding?
So about 20,000. So we've sent out about 35,000 absentee ballots, and we've received back 15,000, or right at 15,000.
Have there been, and I'm sure there have been, some people who've submitted ballots with mistakes on them? How big of an issue has that been in terms of just percentage?
That has not been a large issue with us. We've been around 1% of ballots that have been received have been deficient in whether the voter didn't sign or the witness didn't sign or leave their information. So when an absentee ballot is turned in, it needs to have the voter signature, the witness signature, and the witness's name printed and their address.
And those ballots, I know there's been the legal fight about the rules of what to do with those. What are you doing with those now, if anything?
We are holding them in a safe and secure location and awaiting guidance.
Awesome. And speaking again with Rachel Raper, and again, early voting gets underway tomorrow. 6 locations in Orange County, and keep getting the word out. That reminder, it's Orange Works at Hillsborough Commons up in Hillsborough rather than the Board of Elections office, and otherwise all of the same early voting locations that we've seen in the past. What else should folks know about early voting in Orange County, about absentee ballots, about Election Day? What's the most important thing that you're trying to get the word out about right now?
So the most important thing right now is to talk about expectations at early voting. Tomorrow is going to be very busy. We always see crowds when early voting starts and when it ends. So if being around crowds is a concern for a voter, I would recommend voting next week. We tend to see fewer crowds on the second week of early voting. So again, if you're worried about crowds, I would not go until next week, when we're going to see those crowds start to level out. And certainly don't wait until the last day of early voting, because that traditionally has always been our highest turnout day.
And then finally, as we wrap up, anything else that folks ought to know?
Just that every vote counts. As I always say, we see that a lot here in Orange County. We've had some very close races, so I just encourage everyone to go vote and know that we're doing everything we can to offer the safest possible environment for those to vote in.
And you can get more information on early voting and voting in general in Orange County at the county's website, which is orangecountync.gov. Rachel, thank you so much for being with us today and for all you're doing.
Thank you.